Right now, you're listening to Hip Hop Digest with E Green, King Killer B, and Kurt G.
Her be your world, yeah.
So you out here bidding walls like Trump, so your son can't get in. Oh my. He said your son deserves better than what your father did to you as a child. Oh my God. Out here, raw dogging adult entertainers like Trump.
You gotta be nice for what to these niggas?
Preaching to our sisters, you need to be nice for what? Because they're not white porn stars, Drake. You took all that money you made in the black community for black culture. Now you're pouring it into the white French community for 18 plus years. You had the nerve to talk about God's plan. No, Drake, that was your plan. You are a rapping Republican who needs to own up to his responsibilities and take care of that child.
Supposed to be here for him. You get off my back. Think I want this? It just happened.
That escalated quickly, 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 quickly.
Welcome to the Hip Hop Digest Show with your man, DJ King Killer.
Don't forget about your boy, Kurt G.
And of course, it's E Greasy. My brothers, what's up?
What's good? It's E Movie this week.
And Compton's in the house.
All right. I see. Yeah. It's all
before
good.
Before we get into all that, though, I got something to say.
Oh, shit. What you got to say, yeah, nigga?
King Killer coming at us with them dinosaur facts. Kurt G, I heard you got Ghost Finders for tracks. Now, y'all niggas got a week to reply because you're old, so you don't you take longer than a week. I got this. Y'all niggas is catching L's.
Holy shit.
You got a week to reply.
It's unbelievable.
I got my reply right now. I'm ready.
Oh, you said Drake?
I'm upset.
Fuck you, nigga. That's my reply.
There it is. Kurt G with the immediate reply. I'm just laughing because that shit is killing me how we talking about times to reply these days. I don't recall that shit from back in the day. You just reply. That was it.
That's just because we're in the texting generation, nigga. You know how niggas get mad if you don't text them right back. Nigga, like, damn, yeah, I hit you an hour ago. What the fuck going on, B? You dead?
Well,
B, I'm working. What the fuck, nigga?
Well, in any case, so since we don't have any topics, I don't have any topics. I just have a collection of one-line thoughts. And so basically, that's how we're going to do the show. And I guess we'll start the show off with the obvious. Can't really ignore it. So I'm at work the other day. He's fucking getting a text from Egri and shit. You know, I don't know what you're doing right now. You better stop. Listen to the Pusha T. So shit, I carve a minute out to, you know, go out and find some internet, listen to the shit. Fucking, I'm just stupefied coming back in, you know, work and shit. Because I couldn't believe, first of all, what I saw, and then secondly, what I've heard. Now, I want to address first off what I saw. It's your boy Aubrey in blackface, the maple leaf, the Canadian. Now we're gonna add another one. Blackface Drake.
Ooh.
So we're gonna add that to the list. I couldn't believe what I saw. How this nigga kept that shit hidden for all these years. And boy, Aubrey's fans, his surrogates, dick ride blogs, all glossed over that shit. All accepting the weakest explanation. This motherfucker got the nerve to have past statements like, well, we don't have them type of problems in Canada. Mm. Yeah, all right. Just add a little bit more. Kirk G will tell you. See, in my little office space, I got some pictures. Okay? And I'm going to add a picture to my office space.
Uh-oh.
Yeah. I'm going to put your boy up. Drake, I never thought that I would put this nigga on my wall for anything. You know what I mean? Because I ain't a 14-year-old girl. I ain't swooning. You know what I mean? Light-skinned hero type nigga. Fuck that. But this nigga, he's going to be up in a 12x12 picture that I'm going to spend good money to get hooked up. Because, you know, I got the first picture I got is Just Ice, Back to the Old School. It's like my favorite hip-hop cover holding a boombox, LaToya, the fine dime piece, you know, Mantronics.
The graffiti look.
Yeah, the graffiti all over the joint. The Mantronics holding the 909 drum machine. You know what I'm saying? DJ Louie Lou on the back on the wheels or shit. Or maybe it's MCT. But either way, it don't matter. But that. And then I got Public Enemy, you know, where the two men is hanging in Indiana. And then I got KMD. You know how KMD was rocking the blackface, right, you know, back in them days. Now I'm going to add Blackface Drake.
BFD.
To the pictures.
Wow.
So, I mean, I don't know how, you know, the young millennials who belong in Black Lives Matter, and I know that the Canadian has been the soundtrack to their life, but he's in blackface, yo. Al Jolson, my nigga. What you know about Mammy? Kurt G.
B. You did so we're gonna talk about the blackface first, because you didn't address the other part.
No,
the part
no,
that you heard.
No, I'm not. We're talking one thing at a time.
Okay, so I'm just start with just the blackface.
Of what I saw.
Okay. The blackface. When I saw it, I wasn't really shocked. I guess you didn't expect that answer from me. I wasn't really shocked that I saw the shit, because it's Drake. Whether that acting, that show he was on, all that acting shit he was doing,
ain't had nothing to do with
that. I'm saying what I first saw it. We're talking about first reaction.
Okay, that's real. That's real.
I'm thinking it was some fucking acting shit that he did. He on stage and he played the blackface part. That's what I'm thinking they got that from. And then I find out, I hear his explanation for what it was for. And I go, okay, nigga, I see. You saying that it was this. Okay, I understand. I hear you. And I guess in some circles you could say you can explain it away. But what he should have done was just man up and say I fucked up and just kept it moving. But he tried to explain it away. And that's where he fucked up with me. He should have just said, fuck it, I fucked up. I shouldn't have done it.
But his surrogates,
of course, you know,
are embracing
all the fangirls and fanboys. They're going to make excuses for him any way they can, because they love the nigga. Like you said, he's the soundtrack to their life. And you asking these niggas to erase a part of their life, so they're not going to do that.
Yo, nigga, you know what Jim Crow is? Let's not forget he had a Jim Crow t-shirt on. But I'm bringing you in, Swerve, because I want to know, do you know what Jim Crow is?
Oh, I absolutely know what Jim Crow is.
Okay, my man.
I was born at the end of that shit.
No doubt.
So, regardless of Jim Crow or not, I'm just going to say that there is no room for that shit in the 2000s. For no blackface. And, you know, when I saw it, I was like, damn, what was he doing? You know what I'm saying? I mean, like, because it was just like, why? But then I saw his bullshit explanation, and I'm like, come on, son. You, like Kurt G said, you fucked up. Nowhere in that written, typed statement did you see an apology. Did you see any type of remorse? And again, even fake remorse, I don't give a fuck, because a lot of people be faking remorse. You know what I'm saying? Oh, I'm sorry, nigga. You knew you meant to do that
Roseanne
shit.
Roseanne Barr.
Right, exactly. Oh, I'm so sorry. But at least they split their lips to motherfucking apologize, because somebody's going to accept that shit. Drake just said, fuck it. I did it. This is why I did it. But it didn't. Now listen to me. As an actor, we talk about this shit on the text chain all the time. There's certain shit that I'm going to do, and there's certain shit that I ain't gonna do, right? Now, and I'm just little old me. We talking about Aubrey. We talking about Blackface Drake here.
No doubt.
There is no fucking way he should have done that. Unless it was for some specific reason to eradicate some of that shit that was why it had to happen. But it wasn't.
Some Spike Lee shit.
Yeah, right. Yeah, right. And people can talk about, oh, well, Mos Def did that blackface thing or whatever. But Mos Def has or Yasiin Bey, he has a history of his commentary on such subjects. You know what I'm saying? So, like the dude said in the record, you know, we ain't hear you out with no issues or no shit like that, B. I don't care if you're from Canada or motherfucking Russia. What the fuck are you doing in that blackface? It just ain't good. And for people to his apologist, I'm calling him, his apologist to just be like, oh, blowing it off, are you crazy? Let motherfucking some white actor or something get caught out there in blackface.
If it was Macklemore.
Oh my God.
Yeah, he'd be finished.
Over. And every piece of media would have turned on that motherfucker.
Yep.
But not this Teflon motherfucker. I don't understand it.
Yeah, and yeah. More importantly, the Negroes out there who are certainly enabling him. Because there's plenty of them. There's plenty of them.
That's crazy.
So let's get to what we've heard. Okay? We've heard a few things. We heard about his mom, heard about his pops, heard about some baby mama, then heard about the baby, then heard about his production partner. I mean, he filleted the nigga out. Shit. Benihana, my nigga. Filleted, exactly. You know what I mean? He cut him open. Wide. Now, you got Drake enablers, and I'm going to run some names off here. You got people just ridiculous. Complex is the enabler. DJ Academics got the nerve to be talking about, you know, on the Pusha T track, I didn't hear a lot of bars. Enabling. Okay, you got Hip Hop DX. Okay, why Pusha T's OVO diss was overly flagrant. Fuck out of here. You have more enablers, you know. Wow. Aaron Williams, a frequent Drake condom filler. Pusha T can do better than disappointing gimmickry of the Drake diss. Like, he could do better. What I got to say about that, real talk, is that Aubrey fans wouldn't have respected anything else. Because Joe Budden's put out a whole fucking EP of bars. And y'all niggas act like it never came out.
Oh,
didn't
want to
talk about it.
But let's not forget the Common diss, oh, So Sweet, God, directed
good
towards
Lord, yes.
Drake, and it got no run.
Common.
And we talk about Common.
Common took the young nigga to the woodshed, if I do believe.
Yeah.
But oh no. Wait, that's nothing. So Drake fans, apologists, and surrogates wouldn't have respected anything else. All the credit goes to Pusha T. All the credit goes to the mole in the camp, because I don't know who the mole is, but all the credit, because see, in this type of generation, you know, it can't be just bars. People have tried that, okay? Right. But the king, you know, let them eat cake on niggas, all right? I want to give an apology to Peter Johansson. I know this drives you crazy. And
oh,
yes,
yeah, right now, he's tuning out.
Right, and I'm going to give a shout-out to you, and I'm going to give an apology because I know this drives you crazy and saying, why y'all niggas talking about these commercial nut niggas? And I get you, and I get it, okay? But Pete, what I got to tell you, we got to exercise these motherfuckers so that what we love can have a chance to bloom. Because, see, what we love can't even get a chance to bloom when niggas is running around talking about that duppy shit is banging.
Please.
Duppy.
Shit garbage. You know? So, Kurt G, you're an even-minded fellow all the time, for the most part. Much more even-minded than, I think, me and Igri.
Yeah, I try to bring the balance to the set.
What did you hear?
Well, this is what I heard. And let me back it up one time and rewind. When the duppy dropped, I said, wow, I will not lie, the beat is banging. That duppy beat is fire. And Drake did have some words. He said some shit. And I ain't gonna lie about that. And all the Drake apologists and Drake fans, boy, did they hit the internet still on fire. Them niggas was loving it. They were doing the Snoopy dance. He done took out another one. Y'all better leave this nigga Drake alone. Y'all see what he did to Meek Mills. Y'all better stop fucking with Drake. He's a monster. He's a monster out here. He will fuck niggas up, make them lose their careers. Your shit is over. Then all of a sudden, comes the story of Adi Don. And when he hit the streets with that shit, niggas went quiet. They didn't know how to respond. They looked at that shit like, what the fuck? They didn't know whether to diss this nigga or to grab Drake and cover him with a blanket. So I was like, wow, what the fuck? Now, when I first heard his song, I was like, okay, damn, all right, I'm listening to it. I listened to it for the first time and said, damn, this nigga's on fire. Then I listened to it again to really dissect the lyrics, what he was saying. I said, oh, shit. Drake, you better come with some real, really strong shit. First, you got to come with some strong explanations for some of the shit he said in there. And then you got to come with a strong song to counteract what he just did. Because, nigga, you in trouble. You in serious fucking trouble right now. Because this song done did you in. He done hit you with the baby mama, which was, I thought, off limits. Because I'm like, what the fuck are you doing talking about kids and baby mamas? But then, then they said he dissed his Beyonce in the other song. So I was like, what? Dissed his Beyonce? So I had to go back and listen. And I'm like, I heard the Virginia Williams line, but I thought it was just some old slick shit talking about the nigga because he is from Virginia. So I'm thinking, I thought it was some slick shit saying, oh, this nigga's from Virginia Williams. I didn't even put the two together because I don't know these niggas' personal lives like that. So I'm like, right. Okay. Oh, okay. Oh, damn. So he did diss the nigga's fiance. So yeah, your wife, baby mama, whatever is on the fucking line. Fair game now, nigga. You shouldn't have said that shit. So now he went at you and he done got some dirt on you. Like, I don't know if he paid for the dirt or if Kanye, well, you know Kanye paid for a pick. So he'll pay for some damn dirt.
Right.
So he probably got some dirt on that nigga and he got your ass. He got you badly, but I did think that fucking line about 40 OBO shit was really below the belt.
Bullshit.
40 ain't have shit to do with this, man.
Bullshit.
40 ain't have shit to do with this.
Your boy is known for saying some ill shit somebody else's dick.
Thank you.
I'm not saying that, but 40 ain't have shit to do with this shit right here.
Stop.
No, I'm telling my story, nigga. Nope. I'm telling my story. I'm saying, you can tell your part. Right now, I'm saying 40 ain't have shit to do with this one. He didn't have nothing to do with it. 40 ain't come out and say nothing about you. So you didn't need to come at 40 like that. That's the only, I'm just saying when I first heard the story, I'm like, okay, damn, that's fucked up what you said about 40. But then I'm like, okay, whatever. So now Drake is going to come back even stronger or whatever. But we'll see from here. Because I'm like, that was a fucked up line. But other than that, the song to me was fire and crazy. I said, the only thing niggas could really get at him about is the fact that he used the Jay-Z beat.
Oh, and that's what made it, that's the glue.
But
that's the glue with all that blackface imagery in that Jay-Z. So you didn't pick that up. That's the glue.
I picked that up. I did pick that. Nigga, that's the first thing I picked up. I said, okay, because the cartoon shit. That's the first thing I picked up. I said that's the only thing they could get at him for because he didn't use an original beat. The only thing that they can get at him for is that you didn't use an original beat, nigga. You used somebody else's beat.
Drake fans last motherfuckers to talk about original beats, my nigga. Fuck them. And there's some things that you're missing, i.e. Drake, who clown Kid Cudi's mental illnesses. Mm. Yeah, nigga. See,
that's Drake clowning that, not 40. That's what I'm saying.
It don't matter.
That's what I'm saying. He didn't have
this
to get it.
Nigga, the subject matter.
This nigga is the only motherfucker who can walk around and say slick shit under his breath about and two niggas.
And you can get at him for that. That's not my issue. My issue for that line was that he got at 40. My issue is, nigga, get at Drake all day. Talk about Drake's mom, dad, whoever, nigga.
Drake
himself.
Nah, fuck that. We're not even going to address that. Okay, Curtis, you got that. Okay?
Okay.
All right. Because you're going to argue that shit to fucking death. So it's okay. He shouldn't have put 40 in it. Boom.
Fuck
done.
That.
Okay? Okay. But fuck that other shit. This nigga, as of recording day, has not fucking replied. You lose, nigga. It's the same Drake shit. Remember all that? Remember all them fans? Oh,
he lost. Meek Mill's lost because he didn't respond and he didn't say nothing. So yeah, Drake, at this point in time, Drake has took an L.
A couple of them.
So what I also want to address, and this is just sort of Tupac, Havoc, Sickle Cell. I just want to throw that out there because I'm going to be dropping some jewels on niggas.
Not unprecedented.
It's not unprecedented. I'm going to be dropping some jewels on niggas, okay? The timeline that Aubrey fans wanted to throw on Meek Mills and shit. Jesus Christ. I mean, it's been 48 hours.
More than that, nigga. You tripping. It's been a week.
The Drake hiring his lawyers to get the blackface pulled. Nigga went and got his lawyers. Allegedly.
But be that.
Don't know.
But be what happens is that goes to the fact that that song that he came out with after Infrared went so fast goes to show you that he had inside information. Like I said,
they had a mole in the can.
He had that shit already ready.
He had a mole in the can.
He already had that shit ready to go. So when he dropped that motherfucking track, he dropped that Duppy joint, it was already ready before his album even came out. That's why it came out so fucking fast. Because he ain't got no response right now. Zero.
His pen must be really weak in real life without whatever, unless he's, like people were saying, getting his team together. This shit's ridiculous.
Yeah, and that's the thing. To me, that's fostering the accusation. It's fostering the accusation that Drake, he's home concentrating. Now, motherfucker getting his team together. Okay? See, a lot of niggas... See, your boy Quentin Miller was taking a beating during the week. Quentin Miller is just an analogy to a Drake team. Is that somebody else, and them niggas is up, you know, north of the border huddling. Okay? How can we get at this nigga? Allegedly, this nigga's offering $100,000 for inside information.
It's cheaper to get a hitman to take out motherfucking Pusha T.
Nigga, for $100,000, you're going to have a lot of members of Pusha T family probably lying. You know what I mean?
Unless he's taking care of his family, then he ain't got to worry about that.
Well, I ain't buying it. I ain't buying it one goddamn bit. And B, you sound like people, where this weak stomach shit come in that you can't, that this cat, because he got MS, is somehow something that you can't say?
Only because he ain't in this shit. That's what I'm saying. He ain't in it. It ain't like, now if I'm hearing some lines, now if you show me some credible proof of something to say that this nigga was getting at Pusha T and saying shit about Pusha T prior to this, and I'm gonna be like, yo, fuck it then. It's off, never mind, nigga. You was talking shit about Pusha T. Oh, well.
Let me drop some knowledge on you, B. Let me drop some knowledge on you. Eminem, Christopher Reeves, Sonny Bono, skis and horses, and hitting some trees. Mm. Motherfuckers is dead.
Yeah.
And Eminem is got them all up in his lyrics.
I'm trying to understand, when did this become like, oh, you can't do this.
Right, that's why I'm dropping knowledge.
You acting like I said you can't do it. I didn't say you can't do it. I just said
you sounded butthurt though, nigga.
Nigga, please, nigga. You know I ain't butthurt over this shit. I could give a flying fuck about it.
Are we talking about?
I could give
this,
a flying fuck about it. But I'm just saying that I thought that was an unnecessary line. That's what I was just saying that was. Man, but I could care less.
No unnecessary line in a rap battle, my nigga. What do you think these niggas do when they stand in there looking at each other face-to-face battles? They talk about all kinds of shit. Is that not okay?
B, I didn't say it wasn't okay. Yeah, I just said, Artemis, you arguing with me over nothing, son. You arguing over nothing. Okay, I didn't say it wasn't okay. I didn't say it wasn't okay. I just said it wasn't necessary. I didn't say it wasn't okay. You can say whatever the fuck you want. You can say that shit. You can say that. Tell that nigga, mom is about to die and she in the hospital. Fuck it. And I'll be like, yo, that shit was fucked up. You didn't have to say that shit, B. His mom about to die. She got 2 days to live.
Can I drop some knowledge?
Drop some knowledge, B.
President Trump's people in his cabinet, John McCain's brain cancer. Fuck it. It don't matter. He's going to die anyway. Ooh. From right out the
and
White
no
House.
Apology. And that's
and
real
no
life.
Apology. Straight out the White House, my nigga.
Yeah, B. Again, I would have said the same thing about that line. That's fucked up. You didn't have to say that shit. But he said it. So, oh, well. He said it. What the fuck? You can't take it back. It's been said. You can't take words back, nigga. It's been said. It's out there. It's in the universe now.
Tick, tick, tick.
Sick.
I see. King Killer, you'd have to do that.
B, I'm just saying. One thing I want to get across to Aubrey Surrogates, Blackface Drake, is that you got to understand, this is what they wanted to get rid of in hip-hop. See, they didn't really love hip-hop. And they loved Drake, but they never loved hip-hop. And see, they wanted to exercise this part of hip-hop. They wanted to get rid of it. Like, they wanted to get rid of turntablist. They wanted to They wanted to get rid of B-boys. They wanted to get rid of graffiti. They wanted to exercise a lot of shit. Okay, and this is part to me of Aubrey and a lot of people of that generation who, when you talk about people in a previous generation not really understanding this generation, well, they never understood hip hop. See, they wanted pop, but they wanted pop with rap. See, we love pop. I don't necessarily love hip hop, but I do love pop, and Drake represents pop. So, see, this is why we didn't want this battle shit. Look what happened. This is why we didn't want this shit. Okay? But your boy, Blackface Drake, running around and shit like Mr. Tuffy, like he's the only one that can say subliminal slick shit. Like he ain't got to respond to. And like I said, I'm not talking about some new Lil or Young from Tennessee trying to get his name up dissing Drake. Nah, we're talking about Common. We talking about Joe Buttons. We talking about Common, who comes from a little bit of battle in his history, and Joe Buttons, who live in that arena. Oh, but we gonna ignore that. Cause see, we don't like that shit about. That's why I don't like hip hop, but I like pop. That's why I like Drake.
Yeah, the standing was just this incredible in the beginning of this shit. I had to tune out because it's like people talking about it's fake. People talk about it's wrong for Pusha T. They talk about his hair. All basically the fucking stands did the response. Your boy ain't saying shit.
Oh, they try to cover, like Kurt G said, they try to cover his ass with that blanket. But
Rap Beef killed the radio star, my nigga.
I dropped some knowledge.
Drop some more.
I dropped some knowledge. How foul. And I know everybody, the text chain, they talked about that. And they were talking about all kinds of rap beefs were being brought up on the text chain. And shout to them. But, I mean, you know, the most famous of all, the condom on the baby seat. I mean, I don't know how, is that unnecessary?
And at the time he dropped that line, I said, I thought that was foul. I thought that was a foul line that he said. I was like, that's a foul fucking line, Jay. That is very fucking foul. I thought that was very foul.
And
when
But Jay fans was victor. They was taking a motherfucking victory lap. And as they should have. Because it was one of those lines that imagery-wise, you thinking Jay in the backseat of the Jeep, getting his pencil sharpened, you know what I mean? And leaving a condom on the baby's car seat. I mean, the imagery is ghoulish.
At that point in time, I was like, that shit's foul, B. That's foul, yo. That's some foul-ass shit.
When nobody, I mean, his mom made him apologize and all that shit, but it wasn't nobody. Nobody wasn't like...
Yeah, but see now, as Kanye said in his album, the last song of that album, he was getting back at Dre, at Jay. He was like, niggas have daughters. And all of a sudden, they stopped being players. They was players before they had daughters.
Yeah, we're going to talk about that shit later, B. I don't want you to veer off into another lane.
But I'm just saying how the karma come back around.
I mean, well, you know, to a certain extent, no doubt.
To Kurt's defense, it wasn't about somebody else, though. It was still just between them.
Right. True.
Okay.
Again, Drake fans wouldn't have respected anything else. Probably one of the most effective, and not even in the diss record, was the infamous. And this is right up there. This is a black mark on your boy forever. But this is equivalent or even passing the now famous Summer Jam screen. I see you as a ballerina. I got the pictures. Prodigy, Mobb Deep. Ooh. Niggas up in them there with the Michael Jackson joint shits on and shit. Ooh, shit's crazy. I mean, this was highly embarrassing. Jay somehow got the pictures and threw it up at Summer Jam. If juxtapose this, if it was 2018, we'd be seeing Hav and P right now, you know, as young boys and shit, looking like, whoa, they don't look like them Queensbridge, you know, Queensbridge murderers in them pics.
Nah,
Jay,
they be memes right now.
Yo, I'm saying.
Yeah.
I mean, so, you know, this is what we talking about. Pusha T just updated it for the new millennium. They couldn't have respected, and they wouldn't have respected any other way.
What he did was he pulled Drake's shit that he did on Meek Mill's on him. He did the same exact shit. Meek Mill's got that same shit ran on him, and he ran the same shit on Drake. Basically came back and got him with his own fucking trick.
And drop some jewels on you?
Why don't you drop some more?
I still think it's pretty foul. I mean, considering now that we know Roxanne's story, Roxanne Shanté is only good for steady fucking. I mean, boy, yowza. Yowza.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah. That many times on this show.
That was a, yeah, when I see you, nigga, it's on type of shit right there.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, I got, as a guy who really never liked Aubrey, and I got to put that out there, you know, and obviously the people who listen to this show know that, you know, but there's also some politics as well that we have to address, and that we're going to address it, you know, the specter of Kanye West looms large, and how... No matter how much I may have liked your boy's first couple of albums, to me, everything past 808 is trash. You know, it's just my opinion. But fuck that nigga, too. You know, I stand on it, principle-wise.
Yeah.
Fuck Kanye. All right? So, I mean, it's not... It would be difficult, and I get it, if I found out... Real talk that KRS-One had a real ghostwriter and Scott LaRock and D Nice and all Mick Boo and them niggas was writing 45-50%. I'd diss the nigga. It'd be difficult. I'd be like, fuck. But he's finished. Okay? I'm gonna drop some jewels on you. Drop a little jewels on you. Ice Cube. You little maggot. Eazy-E turn faggot.
Can't say that word no more, B.
With your manager, fella.
He just recited the lyrics.
Fucking MC Ren, Dr. Dre, and Yella. No, you can't say that anymore. But, I mean, here we are. You know, here it is. You know, I don't want to hear this. Oh, that line about 40. That shit crossed the line.
Look, I'm not right there to keep y'all separated. Let Kurt G alone with that shit.
He ain't fucking with me. I'm done. I'm over with that shit. I already said my piece. I said my piece on it. I'm good. I'm done. I'm done with that shit.
Because he's going to keep on with these jewels.
I hear Jacob back here. I hear Jacob.
Right.
I'm listening to Jacob dropping his jewels. I know he's like the little fucking brother. He's the motherfucker back there. Once he finds some shit that annoys you, he wants to keep stabbing you with it. He's that little nigga. He wants to keep trying to stab you with it. I see him back there trying to stab me, and I'm like, I'm on my Jay-Z shit right now. Ignore.
Stop touching me. I'm not touching you.
Stop pulling my hair. Why do you keep pulling my hair?
So I won't ask the rhetorical question, are we there yet? So in our estimation, as we break this whole situation down, just on a simple scale, 1 to 10, how devastating of a mark? Because we know people can survive the mark, and I truly believe that Drake will, Blackface Drake that is, will survive the mark, but it's a much deeper wound than ether in my estimation. But from 1 to 10, how deep is the gash?
To me, this nigga is in need of serious blood transfusion because he lost a lot of blood.
Ooh, that's like 9, 10.
He lost a lot of blood in this one right here. That's the reason why he's in recovery right now. It's going to take him a minute to respond. And he's probably just waiting for his album to drop. So I'm thinking that he's probably right now working on a song to put on his album, to add to the album, that's going to reply to this whole shit. So when Scorpion drops, it's going to solve all the problems.
Let me ask you a question,
and all his
though.
Fans are going to continue. He's going to still break records when
but
this shit drops.
But let me ask you a question, though. What happened to... This is art. This is not a hip-hop standard. This is from the Aubrey fans and circuits. What happened to the timeline? Okay, you're talking about putting some shit on Scorpion
right.
a month from now.
Adidon wasn't on the album.
Right. What happened to the timeline?
The timeline only exists when their hero is winning. When the hero is winning, there's a timeline. When the hero is losing, give him some time to respond. He's going to put it on his album probably. You're going to hear something. But the hero's losing right now.
He shit.
Apollo Creed, nigga.
Blotitious.
Throwing the goddamn towel.
He's a wrecking machine.
You see his size? You can't win.
Well, we said this last week that this nigga cannot hang with Pusha T in a lyrical battle. There's no... We knew this. It's not like we're saying something that... This ain't new this week, B. We knew he can't hang. We knew that Pusha lyrically is way better than him.
I can't. Curtis, to be honest, from my point of view, it ain't even about Drake. It ain't about him. It's about these enablers. Get the fuck out of here, yo. If you don't know what hip-hop is and how hip-hop gets down, then don't talk about this shit. Just let your boy go sing some love songs to you and your girl and just leave it alone. Get the fuck out of here.
But B, they've been on the outskirts of this shit for so long. This is the reason why. They've been on the outskirts of hip-hop for so long, meaning they're not fully a part of hip-hop, but because they call it, like you say, the R&B and hip-hop stations and all this shit, they connected it to hip-hop. So they've been on the outskirts because they don't really know what hip-hop is about. All they know is that what they call the music that they listen to is hip-hop. That's what they call it. So they're hip-hop. We call this shit pop. Hip-pop is what we call
this
shit.
That's what it is.
Yeah, that's what we call it, but they call it hip-hop because that's what it's being called. So since they've been on the outskirts of this shit for so long, they're so connected to it, they're like, wait a minute, our hero, the soundtrack to our lives, is now in trouble. And there seems to be no way we could get him out of this trouble. Before, he got himself out of trouble because he had the production team and the lyrics written for him, and everything was great. He could always get himself out of trouble just by putting out songs and destroying the nigga in front of him, or either ignoring the nigga. Either way, he was winning. This time he decided to step out and he stepped on a landmine. He should have just ignored Pusha T on that infrared joint and he would have been good to go.
Yeah.
He would have been good right now. If he had ignored that shit and kept it going, niggas would have been moving on to the next thing. But he jumped out and stepped on that landmine and he thought that he could take this nigga out like he did Meek Mills, and it didn't. He lost a leg.
Well, on my scale from 1 to 10, if Ether to Jay, I still say the Ether to Jay was a 5. This right here is like a 9. I mean, it's a deep stab wound.
B, like I said earlier, B.
It is a very deep stab wound.
This shit here, B, this is get the hitman.
this nigga done
fucking deeply hurt me. I want revenge in the worst type of way.
Yeah, but see, the thing is that Blackface Drake, the moniker will stick. When Young Bulls come into my office, they are going to see a 12 by 12 picture right next to the KMD, and their hero is in blackface. I'm going to spend good money to get this shit printed up, but it's worth every goddamn penny.
Mammy.
I mean, real talking. Yeah. Then we going to have a conversation while I pull up YouTube and pull up some Al Jolson on niggas.
Or make them watch Bamboozled.
Hey, don't matter. I'm down for the lesson. I'm down to teach. Okay? That's your man. That's your hero. Okay? I'm making sure that shit is prominently displayed.
You got any more jewels to drop before we move on from this shit, B?
Nah, I do, but you know what? I'm a fallback. But give your scale from 1 to 10 before we get out.
My scale of 1 to 10, I'm going to have to say it's pretty much up there. It's like a 9, 9.5, only because of the current situation. Because, you know, you heard the term where you build them up. The higher you get built or whatever, the longer, the harder your fall and all that kind of shit.
Yes, sir.
So I don't know if Jay-Z and Nas had the general public's attention as much as Drake.
No, that was some real, that was, you're right.
Right, you know what I'm saying?
Yes.
So because of Drake being such a, or Blackface Drake, whatever, Canadian Bacon, whatever the fuck you're calling him these days, he is, I don't know, at such a high stature for him to take this L, yo, B, that's way up there. Do you, I mean, you got all of your fans apologizing. You know what I'm saying? That is just, yeah, 9.5.
Mm, no doubt. No doubt. All right, so that's Hip Hop Digest comprehensive talk of this past week's events. Extraordinary, extraordinary events.
Sorry, Peter.
So we'll get into the next conversation piece on the Hip Hop Digest is one more, and this is a quick, and we're going to get in and out. Drake hints at DJ's premiere involvement with the Scorpion album. Is this disastrous for Drake and or Primo? So you got your man, you know, now he's trying to run for some real hip hop cover. Okay. Funny how that happens. Shit. Preem apparently is involved. Now, I don't know to what level. Maybe I think Drake probably shot him one track. Maybe he might up it to three now that this done happen to try to have us dinosaur niggas bamboozled somehow. You know, when Drake is flowing lovely over that Preem shit and we like, shit. In the same way that we did, you know, on Daytona. You know, when Pusha T said, now that we got Ye back chopping, you know, I'm like, fuck Kanye, but shit. Some of them beats is crazy. So who's it disastrous for? Is it, you know, Blackface Drake or...
I'd say it's not disastrous at all.
Okay. Preem's getting props.
I'm saying Preem gets props, but Drake doesn't get any props from his fans. Drake doesn't gain any points.
Right, because his deep down fans are gonna hate that Preem shit.
They're not gonna like it because they ain't gonna understand that shit. They're gonna be wondering what the fuck is he doing with that shit there.
Right, right. What I'm saying, his real hardcore fans are gonna hate the Preem tracks.
They're not gonna like it unless Preem makes some type of, I don't know, type of connection and says, I'm gonna produce the track, but I'm gonna let Boy Wonder go in and do something after I'm finished with it.
Oh, Lord.
You know what I'm saying? So he can add that Drake flavor to the track. But I don't see where it's disastrous for either person, because these will just be, like you said, probably only one track. Preem probably sent him three or four tracks, but he's probably only gonna use one, if at all. And
in light of this, he may end up taking that Preem shit off.
Right. He may end up taking it off after this point. Because niggas he's at a different point where he might just go take that off and add some diss track.
Okay.
I don't see it as a loss in any way for Preem, because as we've seen in the past, he's produced for all kind of people, but his shit still sound like Preem, right?
Right.
And on top of that, he gets a check. So whether he gets a check from Drake or Christina Aguilera, his bank account looking healthy. All right. So as far as Drake, I could see it either as non-existent, because he can't take a loss to that. How do you take a loss having a Preem track?
Well, he can, because his fans are going to be like, that's not what I want to hear from you.
That his fans, like, again, won't even acknowledge that shit. It'll just be a skip on the album.
Oh, I got you. That's real.
You know what I'm saying? So they still got the album. Right. But that's just a skip.
They'll have 12 songs of regular Drake.
Right. So on the other side, it could be a fucking great win for Drake, because for as long as I can remember, man, Kurt G has always said, you know, Drake got bars. Drake can, you know, take him back to his little brother biting days and shit. He can sound whatever. So this could be a great win for that record. I'm not going to say that if he makes a record and it's dope that I'm going to all of a sudden become a Drake fan. I'm going to say, well, where the fuck was that before? But I don't see it as being an L for either at all.
Okay, that's real. And next topic, if you will, J. Cole, DJ Premier.
Thank you. Please don't let it be Drake. Can we get away from Drake right now?
Yeah. No doubt. J. Cole and DJ Premier, 1985. DJ Premier, 1996 remix. Taking a modern day Young Wolf.
So what, 1996?
Well, that's what he called it. That was the title. Took modern day Yumbo, J. Cole 1985, and remixed it Preem style. It's a beautiful track. It is just, oh man, I miss the days. You know what? I know cats ain't gonna print up no 12 inches, and I say this every week, but can I get a digital 12 inch? Okay, Preem, I see the remix is hot, but I need that plus an instrumental. Come on, Preem. Now, step your foot. You want to get hip hop back, you need to give the DJs the tools to do what they do. And they're going to want an instrumental to that, Preem. Come on. Let's go. I should fire an email off to that nigga.
I'll do what we do to see if we can get some acknowledgement on
that. Yeah, I mean, come on, Preem. That's a beautiful remix. I mean, come on. You know, shout out to Preem for doing it, you know. Indeed. All right. Let's keep it rocking. Kanye West, Ye.
Yay.
Yay. Is that it is? Ye, yay. I don't know. Me and Kurt G listened to it this morning. Ye gods.
Well, we already know how you don't like it.
I'm just saying, again, I'm going to say it again. Everything past 808 and Heartbreaks is whack. That dark, beautiful, twisted shit to me, I didn't like that neither.
You had a couple joints in there that I liked, though.
No doubt. Of course. But, B, what the fuck is this nigga doing, yo? That's my question. What the fuck is he doing? And, G, you're going to have to explain to me what he's doing. Because you're right. I did appreciate the last track. But that's as many tracks as I appreciated on that Pablo shit. There was one track I liked. The rest of that shit was like, what the fuck is he doing?
I did like the Ghost Town joint. The track on the Ghost Town joint was hot. The track on the Ghost Town joint was hot. He had like three tracks on there that I thought was hot. Now, what the fuck was going on in his twisted mind and some of the shit he was saying and going with on this shit? I'm like, what the fuck is going on with this album? Where is he going? He keeps repeating shit over and over again and over and over. And I'm like, and then you got long singing going on. And then you finally come in with a verse. And I'm like, okay, I see that you're usual Kanye. You're doing shit that's not the norm.
Let me ask you a question.
You're way off the beaten path.
Can I ask you a question? Do niggas want to rap anymore? I mean, that's what I want. Do niggas really, or is it time and niggas want to just transition to just singers?
This nigga likes to sing, B. In his heart, he likes Michael Jackson more than the Jungle Brothers.
No
so
doubt.
He really wished that he had a singing voice. He really wished he was Fonte. He really wished he could sing. Because if he could, that nigga would put out a whole R&B album.
I had a moving day, so I didn't listen to the Yay yet, so I got nothing on it. I didn't listen to that album yet.
Right. and if it wasn't for the show, I would have said, never mind. You don't even have to do it.
Okay.
How many tracks are on it? I'm just
Seven.
Curious.
Seven.
Is that going to be a pattern?
There you go. Now that you got two from Good Music with the seven-track motif, you can bet your bottom dollar. Now, some people were upset about this, but you could bet your bottom dollar. Everybody's going to do the old 7-5-7 because the next one we're going to talk about only have five tracks. But you can bet your bottom dollar this is going to be the new trend. For me, digitally, I don't give a fuck because 25-track albums is horseshit.
Because I was getting ready to hit the brakes on you, nigga, because I remember for how many long years we've been talking about these niggas making these albums too long. We need to shorten that shit up.
Right.
So, yeah, this is a good trend.
It is. Now, but you got to be careful. And shout out again. One more shout out to Pusha T. He does have the Daytona on pre-order on his website, but it's only $13. Now, he adjusted his pricing to the shortness of the album. Now, trust me, there's going to be some greedy trap niggas who's going to have a six-track joint and going to want $30 for it. So keep on the lookout for that for all you vinyl buyers. Not that any of the people in the Digest is buying trap vinyl.
I don't see the reason for buying trap vinyl, nigga.
Indeed.
There's no reason for that.
under any circumstances. So that being said, let's get to the good stuff. Black Thought, Ninth Wonder, Streams of Thought, Volume 1. Listen to it three times back to back.
That's 15 tracks?
I listened to it three times back to back. And quickly over at DJ Booth, they had one of these non-hip-hop millennials rating it, talking about, oh, he's got bars, but it's all he got.
So he's saying the Ninth Wonder beats was trash?
He got bars, but that's all he got.
Damn.
I'm like, okay. I mean, first of all, I did not think that Ninth Wonder did a fucked up job. I think Ninth did a good job. I didn't think it was a great job, but it was good, you know, because you have to be a real special guy to match beats with the type of things that Black Thought's saying. So you got to be a real special individual to do that. And I'm not, and I respect Ninth, don't get me wrong. But see, this is, again, I need this on vinyl with an accompaniment instrumental on the back. So, Ninth Wonder, you on the button too with that shit. Let's get some hip-hop back in this shit, nigga. You know? But anyway, I thought the record was pretty good. I don't know how y'all cats thought about the Black Thought jump off.
I was very happy to hear Black Thought. Yeah, man, I don't care. I was very happy. And
what's a sad thing about it is that release got lost in what we spent 40 minutes talking about prior.
And that's right. Where I was going to go. I was like, this shit came out and it didn't even make a sound. It was like a feather dropping in the forest. You didn't hear a peep from this album because nobody even knew it dropped. Because everybody's talking about the shit we was talking about. And that's all they're going to talk about for the next week. So, what did you say?
They're going to talk about J.R. Smith too, but that's,
J.R., that was some dumb shit right there. That was just completely
I'm
dumb.
Just saying. I said it because I just saw a meme.
That's on the level of Pete Carroll.
See, that right there to me, B.
B. Nah, B. That shit's on the level of Pete Carroll and shit. On the fucking 1 yard line and you on pass the ball and shit. When you got that beast mode in the backfield.
I'm sorry, but I didn't mean to get us off track.
But see, now since you got off track for a second, let me go there. Since you got us off track, I'm going to go there for a minute. Get it off my chest. Since we went there. Let me lean into the mic.
Kerji leaning.
Because, see, again, like I said about our boy earlier, BFD, just go in and say, I fucked up. I shouldn't have done it. That's all he had to say. That's all he had to say was, I fucked up. I shouldn't have done it. Instead, he got embarrassed. And now he started backtracking, talking about he knew what the situation was. He was just trying to go out to get a better shot. You fucked up, nigga. That's what happened. That's all you had to say is, I fucked up. And then you got your boy out here looking all fucked up, grabbing glasses in a fucking Gucci bag and walking off.
Oh, B.
I'm like, that shit has got me off like, yo, B, I don't know what's going on with this shit, with these niggas in their man bags, but that shit is not good. It's not good. It is
somebody
not good.
Somebody done told you wrong, B. This is not Europe.
It's a bad look, my nigga. A terrible look.
Your boy Peter Johansson was like, "Isn't crazy cats in Europe walking around with them shits looking tough?"
And let him keep that shit. Let him keep that shit.
Looking
B.
tough.
Let him look tough with that
and
shit.
LeBron with that short suit on and shit.
And then walked off.
And I fuck with LeBron, but
I like LeBron too, nigga. I think that was a metaphor for his whole fucking. He's gone. That nigga's like, fuck it, I'm out. That was him walking out on the team. He's like, I'm done with this shit. I gave my heart tonight.
Yeah,
we supposed to win this damn game.
Yeah.
I gave my heart, I gave it all. And these niggas fucked it up.
Yeah.
All we had to do was count the money.
Make a free throw, my nigga.
Yep.
Make that fucking free throw. But George Hill, what the fuck, nigga?
Shout out to Lehman Brothers Sports.
Yeah, we didn't mean, yeah, we don't want to take their time.
Yeah, but anyway, back to the Black Thought album. I thought it was good. Thought it was a great combination, but it ain't hard to fuck it up. We can make beats for Black Thought and make a good album. That's just because Black Thought is just a natural great MC.
No doubt. And two, quickly, I want to get in. We got a very nice letter from Chris from Germany, who said he wanted to know if we could clarify the difference between a panda and a sellout. And he also wanted to talk about that he had the Mighty RSO 1 in the chamber. He's a very proud owner of said 12-inch. Let me get the...
Look at him reaching.
Let him reach for his vinyl. I'm reaching for my vinyl.
Yeah, I'm reaching for the vinyl. One in the chamber. There's two pieces of vinyl in here, which I am also a very proud owner of. Maybe E-Color will post it on the text chain. But anyway, no, shout to Chris. And basically, Panda is the new... it's the same thing. It's the sellout for the new millennium. You know? Pandering. It's a play on words. Pandering bears. Jada Kiss, who largely is responsible for the topic, I believe.
Yeah, him and Busta.
Veteran MCs who know better, who've made their career doing a certain type of music, stooping down to the OT Genesis level and below, jumping on niggas' trap, and they're not getting any new fans, because I've yet heard a teenager talk about, I'm going to go get the new Jada or the new Buster. It's basically the same thing as selling out, but for the new millennium.
Can I throw a little something in there on that?
My man.
What do we call the situation? Because we don't know what it's going to lead to or whatever, but what do we call it when someone who, I'm not going to say someone, what do we call it when Nick Grant, who was an ill spitter, does a song with Yo Gotti and sounds worse than Yo Gotti? Is that Panda Baron? Is that sellout?
Well, he's
Nick Grant's young.
Yeah. Well, yeah. Well, it doesn't. You're right. It doesn't have to necessarily mean old heads, but certainly, you got Nick Grant who came in the game much like Joey Badass. You know, rhyming over traditional hip hop beats, spitting serious bars. Now they got a foot in. Now, and that Yo Gotti track is the most successful track of Nick Grant's career.
Wow.
And finding out that Joey Badass wrote that Post Malone shit from last year that spent all them weeks at the top. This paycheck must be massive from that. So,
is,
yes.
Is that pandering, though?
That's pandering.
For him to write for someone else? I would consider it pandering if he did it himself, Joey Badass.
Well, see, the problem is, like, let's take it like this. Let's do a case study. When Jay-Z wrote for Dr. Dre, it wasn't an embarrassing, right? You know what I'm saying? It was a Jay-Z and Dre sung it, but it wasn't embarrassing. Dre, I mean, there wasn't a total dumbing down. We know the caliber that Joey can write, but come on, B wrote it for Post Malone. It's a total dumb down. But he'll tell you, and he'll do it again. It's the biggest payday of his life.
Shit, he better do it again. Life doesn't change because of this.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I don't mind. But like I said before, if you come back over here on this side of the street, nigga, you better come strong.
Now there's steak with the beans and rice.
Love's gonna get you.
So that has been an extended Hip Hop Digest. I feel like I got a lot off my chest. I feel pretty good about it today.
Good. I'm glad you're feeling good, my nigga.
I feel pretty good about it.
Jacob the Jeweler ass over there.
No.
So here we go. Kurt G's world famous albums of the week.
All right. This week we got Ill Conscious, The Prerequisite. That's Ill Conscious, The Prerequisite. And we got Dirt Disciples Stand for Something. That's Dirt Disciples Stand for Something. An instrumental joint is the Audible Doctor Soul Slaps Volume 3. That's the Audible Doctor Soul Slaps Volume 3.
That's the instrumental?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I like the Audible Doctor.
Oh, shit. You talking about fucking producers. Audible Doctor is one of the most underrated niggas. Nah, Audible Doctor is no probably doubt. One of my favorites.
No
if
doubt.
If not my favorite.
Yes, sir. So, sure. That's what's up. Swerve, you got anything left over?
I'm going to just say again, we appreciate our people that listen to us. We appreciate everybody on the text chain. Shit, y'all be dropping knowledge in that joint for real. So,
yeah, they do.
Look, they took me back to that T.I. Lil Flip battle.
Yeah, I seen
Grandpa
that.
On there. I was like, oh.
Yeah, I seen that.
And them shits was hot, though.
Yeah, no doubt. So that's what's good, yo. At least
we still got 3 T-shirts waiting on somebody to hit us with that response from Deion Summers at SiriusXM.
Deion Summers on his Jay-Z shit.
Yeah, he is. Ignore these niggas.
I'm
ignoring these niggas.
Sleep button on motherfuckers.
Unless my boss come to me and say, yo, you got to do something with these niggas. I ain't fucking with them.
Oh, he got to do the boss man? Got a boss man?
You better believe it. He don't own it. Unless he own it.
No doubt.
All right, we'll see y'all next week. Peace.
One.
And once again,
Static Selector.
Yeah. One, two, one, two, yeah. Let's take it. Yeah. Suicide, it's a suicide. Entertaining that bullshit. Rap is a religion, watch me step up to the pulpit. Bless them with the truth I spit. These devils trying to deal and roof my shit. I got C's for the babies. Don't never try to play me like so-called DJs. With me, I call them JVs. A lot of you niggas be spinning and I be so deaf. I'm trying to cater to the youngest. Shit could go so left. I let the world listen. Track sell soon as you hear me. Connect like Bluetooth. Don't try to come peer me. My lines, fuck with your mind when they spoken. Rappers I look up to, Trojan. Pause, I'm killing y'all pussies with a cause. My shit not, I'm guessing that's the reason they adore. I pour liquor, more slicker in my drunken takes. All pure, no flaws like the sunken place. I hear a lot of tunes, see a lot of coons. That shit played out, you ain't heard the news. Y'all do it for jewelry and tennis shoes. I love Beyonce, but I hate jigaboos. The game different, most solo acts is whack. Even the crew's weak, like damn. We went from dip sets to dip shits. And young niggas aiming at the lens like they trying to kill a can. Yeah, I told God he could work through me. World say what's up to the new me. They vibe so moody, cause last year she was so bougie. But since I'm in my bag, she wanna pursue me. Who, me? I'm humbly the cockiest. Coming up, took the right steps on some rocky shit. Original, lot of y'all guys on some copy shit. But nah, only one eye, la-di-da-di shit. La-di-da-di, we work not party. Till at the top, you all see an eye, Illuminati. Tested hardly, anticipated highly. How can I lose if the city got me? Yeah.
Give it to my kids, make it run down the list so they can reminisce. Give a kiss to my mother, cause I know that I'll be missed. Tell my brother that I love him, even though I got him pissed. Tell my baby mama, beyond the drama, you the shit. If I ever had a chance to advance, shit, it'd be lit. I would settle all my debts with a credit card and take it to the mall. Charge it up for sneakers, gear, and a bezel bar. Do a lap, spitting racks round a reservoir. They perform for a swarm of an upper echelon. Give my lady my last name, tell her to rep it hard. Don't forget the protection that's in the dresser drawer. Prep my firstborn son for the race wars. Telling me a king, he ain't gotta chase falls. Tell my secondborn, make history, never take yours. No mistake, and you know that Satan trying to erase yours. Tell my youngest son, be strong, that's what your name means. If you was me, you'd probably do the same thing. Can I live?
My life flashed before me. From a distance, I heard the faint voice that he called me. 24.
And how my hard times force crimes out of honest man.
My life flashed before me. From a distance, I heard the faint voice that he called me.
24.
In hard times, with false crimes, I would rock a beat
for Pete and Primo, for the streets and make it emo. Tell my daughters to be in order, the world is evil. Got a righteous purpose, don't let the serpent deceive you. Delete my views and put off computers, hoping it reach you. If I survive an extra day to get some extra pay, I set it up for my daughters to live like Resonate Carter. Have a barter to strengthen my resume. Feature at the feature for all the Keishas and Desirees. I would do a PSA, strictly for the people. Teach them that these regal were the original Hebrews. I would tell Trump to dry hump with a cactus, and all the black people vote when they hustling backwards. Hit the White House and do backflips, pull clips of the Viet Cong's attacking and reenacting. Had a whole industry catfish thinking that I'm trapping, then deliver that real boom back, bitch.
My life flashed before me. From a distance I heard the faint voice that he called me. 24.
In hard times, false crimes out of honest man.
My life flashed before me. From a distance I heard the faint voice that he called me. 24.
In hard times, false crimes out of honest man.
My life flashed before me. From a distance I heard the faint voice that he called me. 24.
In hard times, false crimes out of honest man.
My life flashed before me. From a distance I heard the faint voice that he called me. 24.
In hard times, false crimes out of honest man.
Ghetto noise, yeah. Yeah, noise of the ghetto, huh? Black field, all the war, underground murder, rights, monologue, thugs, beats, throw rights, put a knife all the way through your back. Understand, this is knowledge. I want your arms in the thief, let them bleed off the streets. Young Wu-Tang, we playing for keeps. Yeah, straps up generation. Believe we trapped up, nothing but a trap. But realize niggas is getting clapped. Yeah. Started smoking, shit they own packs. Yeah. Strapped up, staying mama backed up. Yeah. Niggas get stained up, nigga get your stacks up. The ones, we in the rhyme flow. Yeah. Adolescent 6 feet deep. Yeah. You think of war? Yeah. I'm thinking more war. What? So let's see who really the ones to creep. Let's go.
Black fields, the art of war, the art of making love. Black fields,
art of war, the art of making love.
Black fields, the art of war, the art of making love.
Black fields, art of war,
the art of making love. Black fields,
black clouds cover the skies. What's the reason why time and space are one? Is it because the universe is infinite, combined within the intricate lattice of energy spiraling in the matrix? Your brains are frozen in cryogenics. Combinatrix cracks the combination, reveal the hidden secrets to practical physics. Supreme mathematics balanced by the measure of one's intelligence. Pineal gland illuminates my physical form, takes the shape of a Merkaba. Reading from the holy Kabbalah, Elohim bloodkin with melanated skin that ascends above the pyramids of ancient Egypt. Enter the crystal city where I will greet thee with Uzis. Angels salute me, walking through a palace of stained glass, looking through the past. I can see the future. I can see the future.
I'm like a grand architect when I'm laying it down. You come to my town, you're ready for the sound. Mortals talking shit, know not what they do. The energy they're sending out can block them too. I got a Love Jones on a love boat, River Styx. Got two Mr. Childs and a composer on the mix. What can I say? I like variety. All you broke ass loser rapper niggas can't even stand the sight of me. Or stand beside me, or be in my presence. I renamed you Ted Williams, no residence. You're not ballin', in fact you smell homeless. So supercalifragilisticexpialidocious. I'm so precocious, toast you like a douchebag. Green shades, yellow kicks, pink do-rag. not a hipster, something like a clipster. When I let off this steel, it's black fields.
Black fields, the art of war, the art of making love. Black fields, art of war, the art of making love. Black fields, the art of war, the art of making love. Black fields, art of war, the art of making love. Black fields.
God is himself a poet. I don't know whether God is a mathematician, or whether he's a physicist, a chemist, or what he is, or a politician, or what he is. But one thing I do know that God is a poet. And it takes one to know one.
It's one R in the alphabet. Rock Mecca. If it's one letter word, then it's about to get. It's time to get fly. It's time to get fly. It's one R in the alphabet. Complex from one rhyme to the next.
Yo, I'm the last of a dying breed. My entire creed killed by these special needs. Rappers learning how to read. I learn how to breathe. Fire rapping over beats. Complicated poetry. Still make it for the streets. If you wanna play dumb down, get gunned down. Send you back to your hometown that's run down. Dominate every cipher I enter. Line sender, rhyme vendor, mind bender. This for pretenders claiming it couldn't sell. If you cannot TLL, I will SPLL. If you're dyslexic, backwards rhyme, can I? Scramble letters, name a better spitter, neither can I. Independent, so every day is a 4th of July. Shit on rappers like an IG model out in Dubai. Not some newbie, these industry groupies don't move me. Here comes the unruly, young mooly, yours truly, Rock Mecca.
There's one R in the alphabet. It's about to get.
It's time to get fly. It's time to get fly.
There's one R in the alphabet. More complex than one rhyme to the next.
Reptilians routing as fuck, racket raccoon with a ratchet. I reattach a third retina, always remain relevant. Razzy brittle words irregular. The predator rhyme revolutionary, elocution heavy, so the retribution varies. Document where rappers start like Michael Rappaport. When I'm at the port, first things first, Jones, and then I grab a port. The microphone races, stomping rappers' faces till a jail leak out my Asics. Here's two simple bars, parallel. 12 with the jail for drive-bys on the carousel. We know we'll kill Ron in the cold, but I'll never tell. Being a fuckboy get you on, then I never sell. Fuck that, black rhymes matter. With dog matter dense enough to crack Thor's hammer.
There's one R in the alphabet. It's a one letter word and it's about to get.
It's time to get fly, it's time to get fly.
There's one R in the alphabet. More complex than one rhyme to the next.
Renaissance, rock, here to bring the reckoning. Taking rappers to boot camp like Tekken them. Chris Rock on them haters when they heckling. Bring them motherfucking ruckus like decking them. Revolutionary when it come to culture. Soldier, bombing on these niggas like a sofa. Got an empire but it don't drip drop. Throw the whole fucking drink for that love of hip hop. They saying it's a female resurgence, emergence. The strippers turn rappers and birds in colorful wigs, but that's showbiz. Which ones is even right? And I be like, go fish. I ain't wanna recant when I go on a rant. Mash out your whole posse like Fame and Billy Dance. Oracle popping out like Mason, Killer Camp. Same energy by myself or with the fam.
It's one R in the alphabet.
Rock Mecca, rock Mecca.
It's one R in the alphabet.
Rascal.
One R in the alphabet. More complex from one rhyme to the next. It's
one rhyme to the next, to the next.
Get a dose. Rappers tried their hardest, but can't come close.
Yo, kid, where you been at?
Homie, don't sweat that. Just recognize the fact that I still got your back, Black. And every sentence strikes with a vengeance. Crippling rappers, making them ghosts good riddance. Y'all can't fuck with my drama, I'ma spank ya. Wanna be gangsters? Fake MC wanksters. 1995, let's bring it back. I'm on some other shit, niggas better beat it, Jack. You want rhymes, I got them. I'm from the rock bottom. Killing rappers without a problem. I love to bomb them and just stomp them and beat them till they bloody. I murder the dummy. If we battle for the money, ain't nothing funny. I mash niggas like raisins. I stay on some flip shit with no signs of changing. I get lyrical.
Yo, that's punk.
I get lyrical.
But yo, that's
what's my name?
Let's kick it in right here, baby Paul.
I get lyrical. I get lyrical.
Word up.
What's my name?
You know the time.
What's my name? I feel a beat going through me like 1,000 volts. Grabbing rappers by their throats till I make them choke. I'm giving hip hop junkies a hit of dope. Niggas be lined around the corner for the shit I wrote. I got them strung out with my new format. I hate to brag, but fuck it, it's all that. You ain't ready for the hell that I deliver. I keep a condom on the mic for you pussy niggas. I'm not faking the funk, I'm breaking the pumps. I wanted them once, and after that, man, lumps. No time for bullshit, I got work to do. Come test the water, and I'll hurt your crew. The stage is getting ripped, the mic is getting blown out. Sets getting wrecked, and niggas getting thrown out. Your authenticness came to get lyrical. Rappers that wanna battle me, I put them in critical. Cause I'm... Yeah.
Alright, baby, bring it in.
I get lyrical. Yeah.
Word up.
I show lyrical.
Get lyrical.
Thing, yo, fuck that. You know I rip tracks, knocking out six packs, pushing punk switch track. I got the flavor, the streets been wanting. While all of my bitch ass niggas been fronting. I was underground, getting deeper and deeper. Niggas know my name, go back like Reefer. Blowing rappers to East Bubble Fuck. I'm giving New Jacks a chance, but I still gotta rough them up and let them know who's king of the jungle. Listen to me roar, your whole body rumbles. Here comes trouble, stomping down the block. Watch the rooftop for the cops, cause it's hot and I'm dirty. I'm headed for the house in a hurry. I got a 5-year bid underneath my 30. Hey yo, Marley, you know I'm ready. I'm ripping rappers to confetti, plus my shit is deadly, so check me.
I get lyrical.
What's my name?
I get
lyrical. What's my name? I get lyrical. What's my name? Bring it back,
baby.
Bring it back. Bring it back.
Yo, let's kick it in. Artistics in the house, yes. Another one to the dome piece. Straight from the house.